working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Showers moved through the state early this morning. Hope everybody got a little bit of rain. I got a half inch or 4/10, a little over 4/10, and some sprinkles. I got 4/10 and some sprinkles. How's that? Really nice. The man above has been really kind to our area right there where I live in the last, well, I guess since last Thursday. That makes 2 inches I've gotten three different rains. So it's really good. And let's check out some temperatures, meanwhile, on this OCA happy hour Monday. 89 degrees in Altus, 91 at Grandfield, 78 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 78 at Arnett, 80 at Beaver, 82 at the May Ranch, 78 at Lahoma. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, we have 78s basically everywhere from Lipscomb all the way down to Dozer, 81 at Wellington, 85 at Childress, and almost 90 degrees at Odell, 89.7 to be exact, down there across the river bridge south of Altus. Busy weekend. We had our KCO Open Golf Tournament Friday night, Friday and Saturday, I guess. Went really well. Congratulations to all the winners of their flights. It was a good time. It was hot, but it was a good time. Thank goodness for the wind. That's all I can tell you. If that wind hadn't been blowing, it would have been like very, very, very humid. So I got an update this morning from David Nolan, our executive director of the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. If you guys weren't in on the text message, have heard anything about it. So peanut farmers out there, actually all farmers with any kind of sorghum, corn, peanuts, whatever alfalfa got going on. Ashley Ferris, Dr. Ashley Ferris with the Oklahoma State. She's put out a new deal identifying and scouting and managing worms and peanuts. And if you need that, holler at me, or I bet you can go on the OSU website, extension website, and look up an updated fact sheet on scouting and managing worms and peanuts. I'm sure it's already in there. She's pretty up to yup when getting her game done. But you need to be looking for it in all crops. I've got horntail worms in my peanuts and army worms and corn ear worms in my tomatoes. I'm kind of a backwards guy, but I didn't know I was that backwards. It should be the other way around. So everybody keep an eye out on their vegetables, their crops, everything. All this rain has brought a lot of cover, a lot of insects, and just keep a look on it. But that fact sheet, which will work probably for any crop, is probably on the OSU website. If not, holler at me and I'll text it or email it to you. Pretty interesting stuff. Just an update on that for peanut farmers. Hadn't heard she updated that, and there has been some cases of army worms in the peanuts at the test plot around Fort Cobb. So they're really small right now. They can do a lot of damage. I was doing a test on a tomato down there in my office, and I finally got to looking pretty bad. So I threw it away today, but I put it in there last Monday, army worm, and just went into the tomato. So I wanted to see how much damage one army worm could do to a tomato in 1 week. And I'll post some pictures on our Facebook site probably tonight, and you can see the pictures I took every day. How much damage? What's crazy is this worm never grew any. He's the same size he was last Monday, but he did some damage. So I'll post that tonight on Facebook, so you can see the damage going on. Other than that, there's some rain brewing out in the Panhandle right now. Looks like it's moving this way. And according to some of the meteorologists on their social media post, over the next 15 days, northwestern Oklahoma, western Oklahoma, parts of southwestern Oklahoma could receive up to 3 inches of rain in the next 2 weeks. And they posted that Saturday. So good deal. Bring it on. I never say no to rain. I seen some people on there. This is enough. No, it's not. I know it's holding up field work and stuff like that, but would you rather be waiting to dry up or would you rather be waiting on a rain? There's your two questions of the day. I got a special guest coming in at noon or on the phone. He'll be on the phone. He's not coming in. I'll have him on the phone. Joe Wilcox with Cimarron Feeds. He's going to be on at 12:30. We're going to be talking about screw worms, flies, ticks, all of it. You guys don't want to miss out on this guy. He's got it going on with some stuff and with all that. So he'll be coming in coming on the phone at 12:30. So don't miss out on that. And if you have any questions for him, the text line at 580-225-9697. Shoot us a question. I'll ask him if we got time. No big deal. All right. Let's see what happened overnight in a big old world of agriculture. Grains were lower overnight while soybeans were higher as traders squared positions ahead of today's quarterly grain stocks and planted acres report from the USDA. USDA will likely report stockpiles of corn on June 1st at 4.9641 billion bushels, according to the Rutgers poll. Soybean inventories at the beginning of the month will probably be reported at 980 million bushels, up from 970. And wheat stocks will likely be reported at 836 million bushels, well above the 696 million and the bins at this point a year earlier. The USDA is also scheduled to release its acreage report for forecasting planted corn. According to a separate poll by Rutgers, somewhere around 95.35 million acres. That will be narrowly up from the March report, they said. Soybean areas, what they say, will be likely seen at 83.655 million acres, up from the previous projection of 83.4. Not too bad. Wheat acres likely will be pegged at 45.43 million acres. Weather forecasts are bearish as precipitation is expected in several key states, with flood watches and warnings issued this morning in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and several surrounding states. Corn futures overnight for December delivery fell 2.25 to 4.24¾ a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery lost 2 pennies to 5.38¾. Kansas City futures overnight declined 2 cents to 5.31¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery was up 4 cents to 10.28¾ a bushel. Soy meal was unchanged at 288.50 a short ton. And soy oil was up 0.32 cents, a third of a penny, to 52.93 cents a bushel. Or a pound, sorry, a pound, pound. Money managers raised their net short positions on bets on lower prices in corn while reducing their bullish positions in soybeans, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors were net short corn by 175,396 contracts, future contracts, in the 7 days that ended June 24th. That's up from 169,000 the week before. And then it's the largest such position since September 3rd of last year. Speculators were still bullish on soybeans, though net longs or bets on higher prices fell to 35,000 contracts, down almost half, 62,000 contracts a week before. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms held a net short position on 63,868 soft red winter futures last week, down from 74,000 the week before. That's the smallest position held since February the 18th. Investors were net short by 43,912 hard red 1-week futures contracts. That's down from 60,000 contracts the week before. And there you have it. See what's going on here in the weather. Or I've already mentioned it. Flood watches and warnings are in effect this morning as thunderstorms roll through parts of central and southern Kansas. Heavy thunderstorms this morning could lead to local areas of flooding and feature strong gusty winds. That's about it. It said here flood watches are in effect this afternoon in northwest Missouri. From 1 to 3 inches of rain have already fallen, and they're expecting another 2 to 3. That's a lot. All right. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour, so let's take an OCA break, and we'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home or property in Western Oklahoma? Call Tanny Little with Exploration Realty. Tanny knows the land, the listings, and how to close the deal with a smile. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or land for your next big adventure, residential, commercial, or agricultural properties, Tanny does it all. Call Tanny Little today at 580-799-0538 or find her on Facebook. Tanny Little with Exploration Realty. Big results with a small town heart.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling 2 bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Odell, Texas. 90 degrees, heat index at 95. Humidity's 49%, dew point 69. The winds are out of southwest at 2 miles an hour with a whopping wind gust up to 4 miles per hour. Peak wind gust today, 19. 4 inches of rain so far at Odell in the month of June, which is almost over. That reminds me, I need to go pay my electricity bill. 8-inch soil temperature, 86 degrees. Hey, I wanted to share this with you guys. I'm going to do it probably once a week, probably every Monday or Tuesday to remind you. Exciting news coming to Elk City starting July 2nd, which will be this Wednesday. The Elk City Farmers Market, bringing the community together one market day at a time. Wednesdays from 6 to 7:30. If I got time, I'm bringing some tomatoes this week. I'm not promising nothing yet. I got a lot going on. It's going to be actually not too far from here. I'm thinking of this address. 2222 West 3rd Street right here in Elk City. That is right across from Ackley Park and the baseball field right there. What is that? Total Interiors? What's the name of that? Total Home Interiors right there in their parking lot. Everybody can see you right along 3rd Street. So I have, other than that, if you want to get a hold of somebody about being a vendor, I'll get you in contact with them. Actually, they have a Facebook page, so you can check that out. And it's the Elk City Farmers Market Facebook page. Yes, at Total Home Interiors. Check it out. And you want to be a vendor, just come shop. Come shop. Bring anything you got. Squash, okra, cucumbers, tomatoes, zucchinis, peppers, corn. Check it out. Starting this Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And if you're listening out there and your town has a farmer's market and you want me to talk about it, I'm your man. 580-225-9697. Send me a message on the Ag Hotline and I will share it as much as I can. I'm all about it. You guys know I am totally all about it. I picked 50 pounds this morning of tomatoes, 75 last night, I think 100 Saturday during the golf tournament, and the tomatoes are very blessed. Only thing this year, I see something different going on. Last year I had 125 tomatoes, this year I got 200 tomato plants, and those ones last year just seemed like they were going through a cycle, and I'm growing the same determinate tomatoes as I did last year. Except for the celebrities. I'm not growing no celebrities this year. And they just kept coming. This year, as I'm picking, I've got blooms going, but I don't see anything, a lot of remakes going. So it's probably the weather, but we'll check it out, see what's going on. All right, let's check out the current board, see what's happening on price-wise at noon today. As soon as it'll come up, there it is. Corn, July, 417, up a quarter. September is 408, down 3 1/4. Soybeans for July, 1025, down 2. August, 1029, down 4 1/4. Soybean meal, July, 270.90. What is it down? 20 cents. August, 275.30, down 30. Soybean oil, July, 52.68, up 23. Hard red winter wheat just taking a big hit, man. It's just not good. July's 510 down 6. September's 528 down 5. Oil out of West Texas, August 64.96 down 56 cents. Natural gas 342 for August down 31. The NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all positively in the green trading. Trading in the green, how's that? Cattle looks good. Let's see here. August, live cattle, 214.10, up 80. October, 210.67, up 85. Feeders for August, 310.82, up 292. September, 310.87, up 297. Lean hogs are down today, about $2.57 to be exact, at 110.67 for July. There you have it. Okay, let's see what happened in Oklahoma through the auction barns last week. 24,830 head were traded compared to 22,737 the week before. And we're on track with what we did last year, 24,611 head. Feeder cattle made up 86% of it. Slaughters were 8% of it, and replacement cattle were 5.2% of it. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers unevenly steady. Steer calves 3 to 5 bucks higher. Heifer calves steady to $2 higher. Slaughter cows $3 to $5 higher. Slaughter bulls $2 higher. Demand continues to be very good for slaughter type cattle and replacement cows. This week, dry weather has helped up firm the ground, giving farmers a chance to get back into the fields. And that was in Oklahoma. All right, let's see what happened in Texas. There we go. Total receipts to the sale barns last week, 6,349 compared to 4,800 last year and 4,600 last week. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $10 higher. Demand was good for all classes of cattle. Slightly cooler temperatures with rain throughout the week. Slaughter cows and bulls sold $3 to instances 10 bucks higher. Supply included 80% feeder cattle, 15% slaughter cattle, and 5% replacement cattle. That number's easing up on all these reports I'm getting on the replacement cattle, but nothing major going on yet. We're talking 1%. We're not talking that many cattle, 1% to 2% higher, but seems like it's gaining. Like Brandon said last week on the show, when he came on Wednesday, or actually it was Thursday, came on, is, you know, that maybe what happened and what I seen up there in the Flint Hills, going through Kansas on I-35 there, you know, there's a lot of pairs out there, not calves. So, I don't know, we'll see what's going on. But the whole back on heifers has not, it's going, but it's nothing to talk about yet. Okay, we're going to have, let's see what we got. Today is OCA Day, and we got, what else we got going on? Oh, coming up next Thursday, a week from this coming Thursday, is the KCO Picking in the Park. Music by JC of the Back Road right here in our studio, Caroline Grace, Cody Brewer, and J-Rod Walt. Get ready for Picking in the Park, a free night of live music happening at 8 o'clock in Ackley Park. You'll see where it's at. They'll have a stage up on a trailer, and it'll be great. Surf bar will be there with cold smoothie bowls and snow way shaved ice. We'll have snow cones, hot dogs, pretzels, hot Cheetos, and lemonade. So bring a lawn chair, pack a cooler, and settle in for a great night under the stars. That's Picking in the Park. Thursday night, July 10th at Ackley Park. Remember, no sales here at Elk City. Livestock auction this coming Friday, and no sale at Western Oklahoma a week from today. They're having one today. So keep that in mind. Before you load up cattle to go to any sale barn, you need to call and make sure they're there as we go. Okay, let's take a break. I'm going to come back, and I'll have Joe Wilcox with Cimarron Feeds on to, we're going to talk screw worms, ticks, flies, all kinds of stuff. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more, anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 23rd. 861 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 428 brought 435. 18 at 490 brought 392.50. 8 at 586 brought 335. 9 at 612 brought 344. 12 at 636 brought 328. 31 at 885 brought 282. 8 at 922 brought 284. 10 head of heifers at 475 brought 370. 13 at 715 brought 296. 23 at 751 brought 289, 9 at 776 brought 285, 39 at 784 brought 280, 16 at 825 brought 278, butcher cows were 119 to 175, butcher bulls brought 159 to 207, bred cows 2,075 to 3,025, pairs brought 3,375 to 3,800, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-60.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma and Oklahoma Panhandle update, ag update. 80 degrees now in Goodwell. Feels like 80 degrees, 62 is the dew point, 56 humidity. The winds are out of the east, southeast at 7. 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 84. 909 tonight is your sunset. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms today and 84. Tonight, another 20% slight chance of thunderstorms and 62. Tomorrow, your chances go up 30% for thunderstorms and 82 for a high. Well, I'm excited about today. I got the famous Joe Wilcox on my show today. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
How you like this weather we've been having the last... I'm sorry.
Got an inch of rain last night.
Whoa. How do you like this weather this year?
Pretty good. It's a lot better than fighting that bus.
Well, Joe, tell everybody a little bit about you and your business, where you're from, and... just who are you?
Like you said, I'm Joe Wilcox. I'm originally from Anthony, Kansas. I take care of a ranch in Freedom, Oklahoma, through the week. Was a graduate of Oklahoma State, and I had a roommate or two from Freedom, and that's what brought me to Freedom later in life. But I've come across this feed, and it does great things, and very few people know about it. So that's, I guess, why I'm on the show today.
What was your degree at OSU?
Animal science.
Animal science. Well, let's talk about that feed a little bit. What is this feed, and what does it do? give. Okay. I mean, besides just be good for cattle, but it does a lot of other good stuff too.
Yes, it's we found in the last year, it's been tested by 3 different universities, and some of the things that we thought were happening has come to fruition through those tests. It all goes back to the feed is sugarcane waste from Louisiana. It has no real feed value as sugarcane waste. It's called bagasse. And this man has come up with a blend of mastic gum, which is a tree sap, and K-Rob nut. And with that process, and it steams into the sugarcane waste, and that's the carrier of the product, and the whole making of the product makes the feed what it is.
Right.
The screwworm has come to fruition here the last 6 months, and while they were testing manure at Texas A&M, they took a few heads and tested them screwworms. They found that the screwworm fly did not like the flesh, and the science behind that is that this feed causes tannins in the hide, increases the tannins in the hide, and the screwworm will not feed on it or lay its legs in the flesh. So that's one thing it's done recently that we had no idea about. Basically, the whole premises of the feed is weight gain. That's what he made it for. And it does that in spades. And within a few days of feeding this, like 5 days, you'll have a number 3 cow pie, which is perfect. That means your animal is receiving 12 to 14% crude protein, or utilizing 12 to 14% crude protein, and they have a 62 to 70% total digestible nutrient going on. Other things that we have found is that the sugarcane waste is about 85% lignin, which is undigestible until these products are added to it. So we have proven that the polymer of the lignin is broken down as it sits outside the cow or the steer. The product is 6.5% crude protein. After eating the product, it goes to 22.6% crude protein. Such as does the carbohydrates increase in an animal as well. It puts carbohydrates on steroids. So you're going to take an average animal and be able to have quite a bit of weight gain. The thing it does, you know, in our area, we're more concerned with cow-calf operations. And so we have, like, the most in the world right here. But in the cow-calf, what we found in my test up in Freedom this winter, we had some old cows. I mean, they barely had any teeth. And they increased their body score by two body scores if you look at a on a 1 to 6 scale.
Right.
The estrogen cycles of the cows increase in length, so you get a better reproduction time. you're going to increase your conception rates. The milk production is off the charts. We're currently building three plants in India for dairy. And in their test, they put 15% of SGP in their ration, increased their milk or their butter fat from 2.6% to 8.3%, over a 300% increase. When the cow has a calf, they're going to enjoy 90 days of colostrum plus that extra butter fat, and they're going to gain some weight. In my trials, I've experienced about a one, seven, say three-quarters to a pound a day extra in it with $3 feeder calves. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of money. What do you think, let's just say on a normal, because I know you're pretty knowledgeable, so on a normal production cycle of cow-calf pairs, what, from the day it's born till it's, what, weaning time, 6 months, let's just use that number, what should that calf be weighing on a normal cycle at 6 months?
Well, if you...
At wean time.
You know, yeah. You know, it's hard to say because everybody's pastures are different. But,
correct.
I'd say, you know, if you got 1.7 pounds a day from birth to, say, 205 days, that'd be a pretty good sampling. So... You're gonna enjoy about a 2.6 to 2.7, and I've done that on CRP grass.
Okay.
So, but the cows were nice. You know, they were really nice cattle. So.
They weren't Charlet, was they?
No, they weren't Charlet. They were
Sorry, I gotta throw that in there when I can. And I'm not bad-mouthing the Charlets. I'm just picking on the guy that thinks they rule the world. So.
Well, you know, your European breeds, they're going to increase in weight a little bit more than that. But I'm using English-type breeds.
Okay. Well, they... So you think those calves at 205 days old... When you wean them on normal deal, you're looking around 400, somewhere in the 400 pound range. But if they're this feed that you have up there, you're looking at what, 550 weaning weight?
Closer to 6.
Maybe. Or closer to 6? I was trying to be very conservative.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you took like, you know, 150, say all summer. And, you know, you wean them in November, you're probably looking at almost 200 pounds. Because your grass is, you know, your grass is only going to last another 15 days before it starts going down in nutrient value.
Right.
So this helps it continue on and helps that cow, you know, produce the milk for your babies.
And she's in good shape when you do wean.
Yes, very, and she doesn't lose weight during the winter.
Right. And then, so how much? Say, I got a question for you. So you wean your calves, and your calves have say been on some of this with a self feeder or something. And when you wean your calves, what gain weight are you looking? You probably said this, I didn't catch the number, but what's the weight gain per day from weaning up till you sell your calves? Say you're going to sell them in 60 to 90 days. What's your closest estimate of how much weight they'll gain after weaning, when they start weaning?
250.
Okay.
The other thing is when I started messing with this stuff, and I talked to the owner all the time, man, if we could get, because I got it. I had a couple of butcher calves, and I just started putting it in the cell feeder with my hand, you know, in the tray. And they were on it for like 50 days, and the butcher called me after that they were processed and wanted to know what breed the cattle were because the meat was so good. And I said, well, if we could make cattle be on it all their life, and within, you know, I think you could kill them in 14 months from birth to death, to plate.
Dang.
And it does make the meat better in quality, and it makes it taste better also. We all just, like a week ago, come up with some science that showed that the meat would taste better, believe it or not. But some of the other features of this product is the manure will not smell within 3 to 5 days. And that's because of the breakdown of the lignin polymers.
Okay.
Flies will not lay their eggs in the manure because there's no lignin. It doesn't smell. We found out from Southern University that smell is what attracts the four filth flies, a horn-faced house and stable flies. You will not have them if you feed this on a regular basis. It also reduces respiratory illness in calves, reduces your vet medicine bills tremendously. I've not had any foot rot. Reduces your, and this kind of goes back to the screwworm, but it reduces lice on your animals. You won't have, like I said, you won't have any horn or face flies on your animals. All this adds to weight gain. And there's preventative medicine and there's anecdotal medicine, right? SGP prevents most fly problems. The feed is available now. It repels the screwworm, repels the Asian tick, longhorn tick. Whereas there's been a big push in paying money to legislators and whatnot through RCAP and what have you to make an antidote to correct the screwworm problem when they get it. And I'd rather not have it than get it.
Yeah, because I've heard horror stories. I mean, it ain't been that long ago we had screwworms. I mean, back in the 80s. Right. And I've heard horror stories about the screw worms and how you had to doctor them back in the day and all this stuff. Hey, I just got a long message on our ag text line I want to share with you if you got a second. It says, listen, SGP plus from Impact Fusion saved my farm. Somebody's listening that's using your stuff. How's that? We couldn't afford to feed the cows anymore. We went from $4.25 a cow a day to 43 cents a day. We have no flies. Salute to Mark and Impact Fusion. They have a product for humans that fixes your gout and other stuff. I don't use minerals, dip, or anything, just SGP plus and cracked corn. You're gonna need a sweet feed for a couple weeks. Stop listening to the USDA and DC that can't ride a horse. This product will stop screwworms because I have no flies on my ranch, and he's got 50 head of cows.
That's right. I don't feed anything else either. As a matter of fact, I got a half a ton of mineral in my barn that's collecting dust. You take that out of your equation this summer, and that's like $60 a cow, you know? So.
And hey, you don't stink either, right?
No stink, no smell, no flies. It's a wonderful world.
Are the feedlots using it, or was it just designed for feedlots?
Well, yeah, feedlots can use it also. What it also does, the biggest problem in the feedlot is always the manure, is what I've heard.
Right.
And by using this and breaking down the polymers, the lignin polymers and being able to absorb more of what you eat. The manure is reduced by 25%. Also saves 10% a day on your water intake. So if you're drinking 30 gallons a day, you're saving 3. And that adds up. So, and, you know, Western Kansas in particular is drying up in the aquifer. I don't know how we're going to survive out there without water, but it's a big deal. You can do a lot of things on a farm, but if you don't have water, you ain't doing much.
Correct. And yeah, and that's been in the news quite a bit the last 4 or 5 years. It actually started a long time ago, but it sounded like some of the producers weren't doing their fair share of it. And now I guess the states stepped in and made some laws, and hopefully they can get it corrected.
But this is a revolutionary product. It's inexpensive. I just called the Anthony Co-op, and they gave me a bid of $350 for 20% cake. All that does is improve your protein intake. Does nothing else for you. And this, depending on where you live, you know, because it all has to come out of Louisiana, but the miles, you know, kind of add up at times. But in Freedom, Oklahoma, it's only about $200 a ton. So, and that'll feed, you know, I'm feeding like 4 pounds a day per cow, per pair, and per bull and per horse. You can use it on horses also, sheep and goats. Free-range chickens will come and eat it. So, you know, it's got a lot of use.
Well, So where do you've got two different places to get it though, or is it just Freedom?
Well, it's basically anybody. I'm gonna run a special because I'm on here. Anybody that texts me and tells me who they are, where they're from, and what they do as far as in the industry, I'll get a hold of them and I'll get them my special. And it'll be worth your time. Just so you can see it, try it out. It'll be enough feed to you for about a month, depending on how many animals you got. And it'll be just, like 10 cows or something, just so you can see what happens. It is amazing. When a cow has a calf, the udder will look like a Holstein cow. And you will not miss a cow that's going to calf. I guarantee you, because within 12 hours of the calf arriving, that udder will be tremendous. That's what we found this winter.
Well, this person texts back in, said he isn't lying about the water. All my cows do are sit under the tree and chew their cud. I had to sell my hay to other farmers. they're here mixing the mixing of the SGP plus. They come out of the trees to get it.
They know when the pickup turns up in the pasture. That's for sure.
Well, tell everybody
breaking them into it. You know, we've heard things about. Oh, it reduces greenhouse gas also. So Mr. Bezos and his $4.8 million to the Angus Association was money not well spent. But I guess if you can rent Venice, you got money to burn.
Well, we don't have to spend so much money studying the burps or the farts, whichever you want to call it. And, I got to go to break. Well, I got to go to break and come back and do an update. And you know, I've taken up. I knew I should have called you earlier. This was, but I'll have you back on here, Joe. And tell everybody how to get a hold of you and where you're at.
Okay, you can reach me at 316 644-3934. That's not a Wichita number. That's an old number from my bag phone back in the day. And I just kept. And you can email me at walkabout5560@gmail.com.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for coming on today. I can't wait to try some of it.
You bet. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma weather update sponsored by Hobart Farm and Garden. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Summer's officially here, and it's heating up fast at Cummins Auto Group in Weatherford. Right now, get 0% financing for 36 months on all new 2024 and 2025 GMC Sierra light duties. Whether you're working hard or weekend cruising, there's nothing hotter than an experience at Cummins. Don't miss your chance to drive bold and save big. So drive away today. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet GMC in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, or online at CumminsBPG.com. GMC, we are professional grade. See dealer for details.
Have you had a little fender bender and don't know where to get it fixed? Take it to Skunk Works Paint and Body in Sayre. They're a full-service paint and body shop with the skills to get the job done right. They also have computer color matching and custom paint for your motorcycle. All insurance providers are accepted, and they work with fleet services. Give Skunk Works Paint and Body a call for a free estimate today at 580-928-5005. You can also find their ad inside the Penny News.
At Helios Injection Systems, we don't just sell pumps. We build them from the ground up right here in Cordell, Oklahoma. With a full-service fab shop and automated CNC lathes, we manufacture high-quality chemical injection systems trusted by the oil and gas industry. Our packages are available when you need them. With multiple locations, nationwide distributors, and a team committed to service, we're built to keep your operations moving. Call 580-832-5475 or visit heliospumps.com. Helios, work simply.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's July 4th sale is on now. Get a king bed for a queen price and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you, your place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's BTButchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and two-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. I just got a text message. I got just enough time to do this. Here's, what are we going to do? There we go. Select there and go. Cody Bo, 88 degrees. Feels like 94. Heat risk is low. Humidity's 58. The winds are out of the northeast at 16 with wind gusts up to 12. Really? They got that wrong. 1/5 of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 8:54. 50% chance of thunderstorms today. 50% chance of thunderstorms tonight. 71 for a low. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. 89 for a high. And I just checked the radar. There's some storms moving into Harmon, Greer, and Beckham County. Probably not moving in yet. They're headed that way. Should be here in the next hour or so. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.